burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tillian, Peroso, and Salazar will bat for the Mets. In the home eighth, Mets down two again. Erase the two-run deficit before. This might be helpful as it's a line shot in the left center field by Tillian. It will go all the way to the wall, and Tillian will cruise into second base with the leadoff double. Tillian, that's his team-leading ninth double of the season. Here come the Mets again.
Can't count this team out no matter what position they're in. Another multi-hit game for Tillian. That also leads the team. That's 10 so far this year.
He's had a quiet series, but starting to break out now. Vincent Peroso at the dish, and he takes pitch for a strike. So Roy Garcia comes in. It's going to be a long save situation for him. He needed to go 2 1/3. Gives up the tying run, but he can be the winning pitcher. Throws this breaking ball outside. Rosso, he's got a two-hit game. The Mets have matched Palm Beach with 10 hits today. One is outside. Garcia's pitch is blooped into shallow left. That's going to fall in for a base hit. And the Mets have runners on the corners with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Three consecutive hits for Peroso. Palm Beach moments ago, bases loaded, one out. Curiali, or rather Yeager, hits an absolute rocket heading down the right field line. Instead, it's snagged for a double play. This game could very easily be 7-2 Palm Beach and out of range, and you can blink your eyes, and the Mets have the go-ahead run at the plate with nobody out. And Salazar takes one outside.
We see it all the time at this ballpark. Things can change in an instant. That last play, the last successive plays for the Mets, really increasing their odds to win this game.
Salazar, a bloop out towards right, Cho in the sun, jogging in, makes the catch. Tillian won't tag. Throw is stopped by Yeager. Salazar can't bring in a run. He's retired for the first out of the inning. Not deep enough.
Well, for the Mets, you just have to convert this one no matter what. This one would be a heartbreaker to get a Met on the corners and not be able to score from here.
Oda's up. At least if you're the Mets, want to get one run in. And down two in the eighth. Chances are limited. Runner at third, no outs. You're right, John, a must Oda, 1-for-3. He homered back in the fifth. Struck out on 3 pitches in the seventh. Takes this pitch outside. He's looking at a 2-0 count. Garcia's pitch is popped up in foul ground. Long run for Curiale, and he makes the play. Perozzo will wisely tag to second. Nice job on his end.
Yeah, smart base running there. The ball tailing away from Curiale into foul territory. Wouldn't have been able to come up with a quick throw in the position he made the catch. So now with second and third, the Mets still have a chance to tie this game with a base hit.
That was a great play by Curiale. That's into no man's land out there. We've seen many balls fall harmlessly over the years. Breaking ball snapped off for a strike to Villavicencio. He's 2-for-3 today. A hit could tie the game. Garcia trying to wiggle out of a jam. Pitch is in the dirt. Some pressure moments here for each side late in this ball game. Breaking ball squirts away. Tillian will score, and the Mets are within a run. A pass ball on the Nares. Punches that ball back into his mitt. Yeah, just a missed catch. No other way to put it.
Yeah, just an unfortunate situation for the Cardinals catcher. Like you said, no two ways about it. The ball ends up glancing off of his foot as he grasped air.
Total missed catch. That's a pass ball. The Mets do get that run in. Take it how they can get it. Now the tying run 90 feet away. 2-1 on Villavicencio, and he will take this one in the dirt. Menares saves the lead. Until he's still mad, he spikes that ball over towards the bat boy. 3-1 on Villavicencio. Pitch is a called strike. Villavicencio thought it was ball four. Three-two pitch. Knee-high strike three. Villavicencio two times in a row dropped the bat thinking ball four. And he's caught looking to end the inning. And the Mets strand the tying run 90 feet away, but they inch closer thanks to the pass ball. We're off to the ninth at Clover Park.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The very exciting game. Let's hope for an exciting finish here at Clover Park. Loper, who is on the verge of being taken out in the eighth inning, got the double play ball to get out of further damage, giving up just two runs in the eighth inning. Could have been a lot worse. Now the Mets down by one. Now Kiriale is at the plate, and he takes a curveball, strike one. Kiriale, Cho, and Baez due up to hit for Palm Beach. Brown ball right to Vivasencio. Scoops it, throws it, one down. Kiriale, a quiet day, 0 for 5.
Yeah, really surprising to see arguably the best hitter in all of single A have one of the toughest days so far this year.
Guess he was due for one. There's Juan Bin Cho, who is working on a 2-for-3 game, 2-for-4 correction. And he tries to slice one down the line, but it goes foul. Mets in the bottom of the ninth will have McIntosh, Williams, and Dominguez. If anybody gets on, Wilfredo Lara. One curveball outside. Very exciting game. No score as we resume play from yesterday's washout in the third inning. This ball is outside. Palm Beach scored a run in the third on a two-out single by Cho. And a homer by Linares made it 2-0 in the fourth. Mets scoring on the Oda home run in the fifth. Tied the game in the seventh on the Dominguez single, as Cho fouls one away, only for Palm Beach to score two runs in the top of the eighth to break the tie on a Hernandez single and an Espinoza single. And the Mets getting a run closer in the bottom of the eighth by scoring on a two-out pass ball. Garcia struck out Vivasencio to strand the tying run at third base. One of the more exciting games of the year. And there's more to follow. The nightcap. 2-2 pitch coming. Ground ball heading up the middle, and Cho has a three-hit game. Big turnaround first, but he will hold with the long single.
Yeah, the lefty shift works against the Mets that time. They had Tillian pulled over to the right side. This one hit back up the middle where Tillian usually plays.
For the betterment of the game, really, that pie slice really helps out left-handed hitters. You know, didn't work for the Mets there, but you know, a couple years ago, without that rule, it's probably an easy out at first base. Here's Baez, who's 1-for-4. Single way back in the second. Side. Ball and a strike. Reminder that after this one's over, we'll take a 30-minute break and then have a 7-inning second game tonight. Get the series back on track. Baez, a big swing and miss, trying for a 2-run homer. Put the game on ice. Balls, two strikes. Game two pitching matchup. Lionel Ovias for the Mets. Hansel Rincon for Palm Beach. Promising matchup. You might have some tired position players. After the stress of this game, two breaking ball is high, full count. And with one out, curious to see if Cho takes off of first. got his hands on his knees. He's not running. Pitch is fouled back. Josh, make a play. I didn't hear the crack of a camera lens, but I didn't hear him make a catch either.
I didn't hear a scream either, so I hope he's all right.
he's fine. I'm thinking that went in the high home booth. That's a nice soft one. 3-2 coming to Bias. Cho goes this time, but he can slow down. It's ball four. So after a quick leadoff ground out, Loper has surrendered a single and a walk. Cardinals who are trying to extend their lead. Sandonarez to the plate. Elliot Johnstone was warming up last inning. In the Mets bullpen. Not sure what's going on there right now. Pitch is outside. Ball one. Strike. Being told their cameraman Josh is okay. The ball did go in the booth. Camera's fine. He's got the ball.
That's why we put him up there. He's durable.
We'll have a time here. As Salazar and Peroza want to talk things over with Loper. Reminder to join us on the chat. How's the chat going these days? What's going on? I don't think we have a lot going on. Hopefully in game two, people start chatting away. Zamboni was listening for a while. Where's our buddy unknown Gino? I need another riddle in my life.
Gino from Reno?
I don't know where he's from. Another planet. Crowd zone on Bally Live. Start popping off. Breaking ball for a strike, and now two Cardinals runners are in a run down. Who are they going to get? Throw it across to third base. Safe. Well, Salazar, quite the decision there to try to get Cho at third when he had Baez dead to rights. Wow.
Yeah, let's talk about how not to complete a run down. Really unfortunate decision there. As the runner caught between second and third, plenty of time to make a decision to either base, but instead not going to get the lead runner there was just not a good decision at all.
I mean, you have Baez easy at second base, easy for out number two. Much harder route to go to third. Everybody is safe. This pitch is outside. There's just no other way to sugarcoat it. John, the Mets needed to get an out there. Cardinals tried to give them one, and they couldn't make the play.
Yeah, certainly did. Throwing behind the second runner there, just a very poor decision, and the Mets will.
2-2 pitch, a called third strike. So that might help ease the suffering and the pain there. As Linares is cut down, looking, that's the 14th strikeout for the Mets. Now they might escape that debacle on the bases. The other thing is, you throw that ball to third, and then you get the runner between second and third. That's the way to go to start with.
Absolutely.
Swing and a miss by Cruz. Now Cruz was having a bad game, and then smoked that double in the eighth. That really sparked the two-run tie-breaking rally. One pitch. Misses high. Fly out of play. 1-2. There have been several times in the game we've talked about it earlier in the third inning. Fifth inning, the seventh inning, two in scoring position, two outs. Mets get out of it. Last inning, Bases loaded, one out, got out of it with a double play. Can Loper do it one more time to give the Mets a shot in the bottom of the ninth? And this pitch is too high. Cruz lays off. Two pitches popped up on the infield by Cruz. Three Mets converge. It's going to be Villavicencio making the play. And after the botched rundown, the Cardinals don't score. Good job by Loper to bear down, pitching around the single, the walk, and the blown rundown. He does not surrender a run. Mets look for a big bottom of the ninth to get a win against the Cardinals when we come back.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Last chance for the Mets. Roy Garcia throws a fastball, strike one. Glenn McIntosh. So Garcia entered the game with a 2-1 lead, coughed it up. Now he's got a 4-3 lead. This pitch misses inside. McIntosh, Williams, and Dominguez, 9-1-2. If anybody gets on the dangerous Wilfredo Lara. 1-1 inside, two balls and a strike. McIntosh has good speed. And he will call his timeout, 2-1. Interesting spot to use it. Outside and high, ball three. Strike two, just did get it over the plate. Payoff pitch, grounded out towards second, Hernandez fields. Throws to first. Caught by Yeager. McIntosh retired. Good bounce back by Garcia to get this out. Not the best throw. Yeager with a good reach. Back to the top, and Williams. He's walked his last two times up. Takes the first pitch fastball at 94 for ball one. And ball two. I think Jett was patient before. Now one out in the ninth as the tying run. He's definitely going to be looking to make sure that pitch is in the strike zone. Now that's one right there, John, where he might swing early in the game, but game on the line, he's going to have that eagle eye. 3-0. And a strike is put over. Strike two. Well, it's got to be that knee-high fastball again, right? 3-2. It was, and it's poked foul. That will reach the stands.
And Garcia kept this one off the plate. Williams does well to reach out and touch it.
Definitely have to protect. 3-2. Pitch again. Grounded deep to third. Foul.
Williams, never one to go down easy, has turned this into a 7-pitch at bat so far.
3-2 for the third time. Grounded to short. Espinoza up with it. Hurries to first. Jaeger holds the bag. Two down. How about Roy Garcia falling behind McIntosh 3-1 and Williams 3-0 and getting them both out. And he's got four saves. Pitching with the confidence. The guy who's been around the block. Now it comes down to Dominguez, strength for strength here. And Dominguez takes a strike. He's got two hits today. Including a game-tying hit last time up. Let's hope he has another one in that bat. 0-1 off the mark. 96. One slider off the plate. Two balls into strike. Fastball spiked. Three balls and one strike. And he wants a new baseball.
Garcia intentionally staying away from a very powerful Carlos Dominguez. Not sure if he wants to challenge him over the plate.
This will be an interesting pitch here. Oh, he goes too high. Just barely. A walk. The tying run is aboard. And now Wilfredo Lara comes up as the winning run. Already got four doubles and four homers in short order with the Mets.
If there's anyone the Mets want at the plate right now, it is Wilfredo Lara swinging the hottest bat in the lineup.
He's the winning run. Dominguez a short lead from first. First pitch, breaking ball outside, ball one. Now Lara replacing Reimer defensively in the top of the eighth. We weren't sure he'd get back to the plate. Here he is with the game and the balance. And he fouls this one back, a one and one. Last game he played in on Wednesday, went 3-for-5, hits in his first three at-bats, including a double. Dominguez trying to steal. Linares' throw to get him is on the money. What a throw by Linares. He ends the game, and Dominguez is crumpled in pain out beyond second base. We hope he's able to get up and be okay. Linares 3-for-3 stealing Mets base runners today. And Dominguez still down in a lot of pain out there at second base. Palm Beach wins the game 4-3. But in an eerily similar fashion, Dominguez injured again, sliding into second base. That's what put him on the IL back in April. You see some concerns for the Cardinals as well as they form the happy high five line, but concern from Dominguez, who is up and walking off. Yeah, it's that right hand, it looks like, again, the one he hurt last time. And Virginia Gibbs will walk off with him, and we hope that Carlos will be okay. Of course, you can always walk off with a hand injury, but that doesn't tell you a whole lot. And what an awful way for the Mets to end the game, taking the bat out of Lara's hands. And Dominguez injured on the play. Palm Beach wins 4-3. It's the fifth straight win for the Cardinals, the eighth straight loss for the Mets. Dominguez still in a heap of pain as he tries to get back into the dugout. Wow. What a terrible sight here at Clover Park. A thrilling game, an exciting ending, but not a good one for the Mets in any fashion. The winning pitcher is Roy Garcia. The losing pitcher, Jimmy Loper. Palm Beach improves its record to 23-13. They've won 13-16. The Mets now 8-28 on the year, 20 games under 500. It's their second eight-game losing streak. We'll take about a 30-minute break and come back with game two, but first we'll do the post-game show after this.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. There's a sight you usually don't see as the grounds crew is actually preparing the fields postgame. That's because we have another game coming up shortly. Still do not have a start time on that. You got to get with the managers on the start time, and Gilbert Gomez has his hands full right now with what's happening with Carlos Dominguez. 4-3, the final, one of the most exciting games of the season, but it's another win for the Cardinals, another loss for the Mets. That's the way it is gone. As Palm Beach wins 4-3, both teams with 11 hits. St. Lucie with the only error in the game. Carlos Dominguez thrown out as the last out of the game. We'll roll through the highlight packages here as this was a home run hit by Linares. What a game Linares had, a crucial home run that made it 2-0, one of the few dark spots there for Orellanas. He was just tremendous. Five innings for Orellana, four hits, two runs, two walks, seven strikeouts. There's the good news for Carlos Dominguez as he drops in a hit there in the fourth inning. That's what ended up getting three hits in the inning, including this one by Perozzo. But because of caught stealing, the Mets would not get a run. In that inning, they stayed down 2-0 through four. Junior Tillian trying to make a play there, couldn't quite pull it off. But Orellana was able to get around it with the help of this big bouncing ground ball. Good play out there by Villavicencio. Scott Oda, first St. Lucie Met home run. 361 feet, just clearing the Duffy sign in right field. That made it a 2-1 game. In the fifth, Orellana pitching with some good defense. Gets another easy out here with Villavicencio handling the play. He got out of a couple of tough spots. Mets had some chance to do some damage against King, but a chicken wing ground ball there, squeezed by the elbow, gets him out of the inning. Reimer, the nice defensive play here to turn and get the lead runner. Cardinals on another opportunity. Reimer ended up leaving the game with an injury. Villavicencio bounces one through in the seventh inning. Mets would end up tying the game. But then, in the top of the eighth inning, two runs for Palm Beach. Brandon Hernandez with that hit made it 3-2. Rather, this was the hit that made it 3-2, giving Palm Beach the lead for good. Could have been a lot worse for Loper in that inning, but he gets out of the inning with the double play there. So Mets down two runs going to the eighth inning. Junior Tillian starts it off with a double, his team high ninth of the year. Roy Garcia would bounce back to get two big outs. Curiali, good range and foul ground there. But the Mets would squeak across a run, as that was just a miscatch by Linares. That made it 4-3. And boy, Linares would make up for it, and then some. Look at that hose to second base. Hernandez makes the catch, holds on as Dominguez is injured on the play, trying to get into scoring position, John, as the tying run. You understand wanting to do that, but with the way Linares was throwing out base runners, that was definitely a gamble that probably wasn't worth it.
Really tough decision at the end of the game. You certainly do appreciate why they would want to. One hit would tie the game if Lara is able to come through. But with Linares, 3-for-3 today on base stealers, not going to get anything past him today. You know, it's just a really tough loss for the Mets. A lot of missed opportunities. They just weren't able to convert enough hits into runs. You generally expect a game when you put 11 hits on the board, but only three runs to show for it, and that's just not going to be enough the majority of the time.
So the Mets lose game three of this series. Palm Beach wins it 4-3. This exciting game of the series to this point so far. Game four of the series will be coming up shortly. We're looking probably at around a 6:45 start time. If I had to guess, we'll post that for sure on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets. So right now we'll send it back down to the field. We'll cut the broadcast off. We'll come back around 6:40 with an abbreviated pregame show. Get you set for game number two today. Once again, your final from the suspended game, Palm Beach 4, St. Lucie 3. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Clover Park. You're watching this presentation of St. Lucie Mets baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on the Bally Live app, download for free today. It's another Little League night here at Clover Park. You see the Little Leaguers waited very patiently for that first game to end. It finally did a little later than we would expect, but it was a thrilling game, 4-3, as Palm Beach wins game three of the series. They've now won all the games in the series. So we just rolled right into first pitch in the suspended game. So here in game two, prior to this, all the pomp and circumstance with the first pitches, the national anthem, which will be coming up in 3 or 4 minutes, and then we will have first pitch around 6:50. It will be a seven-inning game. We'll see how the Mets bounce back after that tough loss in game one. Not only did they lose the game after a valiant comeback, but they've also lost two players in that game, two key players, as Jacob Reimer left the game at the start of the eighth inning defensively, and then Carlos Dominguez, you saw the visuals, very alarming as he slid into second base, injured himself almost on a replay of the same thing he injured himself on back, you know, on April 20th. So the Mets down a couple of players. That's going to change the lineup for game two of this series, and hopefully the Mets can shake off that loss and also the injury to their teammates. Mets are now 8-28 on the season after the loss. Palm Beach is 23-13. Palm Beach now a 2.5-game lead on Jupiter and an 8.5-game lead on Daytona in the East. Those two teams are playing right now in the seventh inning down the road in game one at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Mets are 15 games back. In the West Division, Clearwater is 27-9. That's the Mets' next opponent, so it really does not get any easier next week here at Clover Park. Fort Myers in second, 6 back. Bradenton and Nuneaton tied for third. Lakeland in fifth. And Tampa in last place at 12-24. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup, the anthem, lineups, and that should take us close to first pitch in game two.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's the plate meeting for game two. Gary Kendall, the manager for Palm Beach. Gilbert Gomez, the manager for St. Lucie. How is Gilbert going to get the team through this second game with what happened with the injuries in game one? Hopefully everything will be okay. Umpires are Chad Lagana behind home plate, Shea Graham in the field. Lagana will be calling his own pitches, but we do have the challenge system here for game two. So while those gentlemen exchange lineup cards and go over the ground rules once again, let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for game two. For the Mets, it's going to be Lino Ovias, the number 16 New York prospect, just 19 years old from the Dominican Republic. This will be his seventh game and his fifth start. He is 1-2 the 5.59 ERA. He's really needing a bounce-back performance. He came in out of the bullpen in Daytona on May 13th and didn't even make it out of an inning. Two-thirds, three hits, two runs, two walks, two strikeouts through too many pitches, and the Mets had to give him the hook. So he has had to sit on that performance for the last week. I'm sure he'll be anxious to get back at it here at Clover Park. Last time he pitched at Clover Park, he was perfect through four innings, but then took the loss as he gave up four runs in the fifth, and the Mets ended up losing the game. The starting pitcher for Palm Beach is Hansel Rincon, a 21-year-old right-hander from Los Llanos in the Dominican Republic. This is his seventh game and his seventh start. He is 4-1 with a 2.83 ERA. Rincon has three appearances this series of at least six innings, no runs earned. So if he's on, he can be a dangerous one. He actually made his single A and Palm Beach debut last year here at Clover Park. It's an 8-pitch first inning. Didn't make it out of the second. Baseball's a funny game like that. So an intriguing pitching matchup with Rincon and Ovias. Mets will be coming out momentarily. A chance to remind you that tomorrow it's Faith Night at Clover Park. The Mets will be wearing special jerseys to support 4Kids Treasure Coast. There will be post-game fireworks and then a post-game worship concert after the fireworks. And the jerseys are now up for bid on stlucymets.com/auction. Mets are taking the field here at Clover Park for the second time today in their orange jerseys. We will send it to public address announcer Evan Nine for tonight's national anthem. Nobody quite does it at Clover Park with Caitlin Cassiano, all-star. Caliber national anthem right there. Well done, Caitlin. The Little Leaguers are clearing the field as we get set for game four of this six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals. Palm Beach up 3-0 in the series. A reminder that this game is going to be a seven-inning contest. On the mound for the Mets is their big right-hander, just 19 years old, from Moca in the Dominican, Lionel Ovias. He's 1-2 this year with the 5.59 ERA, 17 strikeouts in 19 innings. A lot of talent, hasn't always worked for him this year. There was really no better start going than the last time he was at home on a Sunday afternoon, pitching four perfect innings. But taking the loss as he struggled in the fifth inning. And look at who he's pitching to. Hey, that's Tomas Nito, a major leaguer in the lineup for the Mets tonight. He's going to bat third. He's going to catch all seven innings tonight. He was a 2016 All-Star in the Florida State League and the 2016 batting champion. So good to have Tomas back in Port St. Lucie. Hopefully it's a quick appearance. This is his first time with St. Lucie since 2016. He never came back. He graduated up to AA Binghamton. Never came back, which is the way we like it. Unfortunately, he's on rehab assignment, but hopefully he can be out of here shortly. The lineup for Palm Beach, it'll be Rotundo, Ida Cernia, and Yeager to lead off. Rotundo sat the last game. Now back in the lineup. Chad Lagana signals her first pitch. Here it comes. It's a fastball away, and we are underway. First pitch, 6:52. It's 84 degrees and partly cloudy at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Rotundo hits it a mile high, way up there. Lara waiting, waiting, waiting. He's got it. And Rotundo is a towering fly out number one. Open this seven-inning affair. Lara back to his more natural spot of the outfield as opposed to third base. And now Alex Ida Cernia comes up. One for four with a double and intentional walk in the prior game. Takes a pitch for a ball. Reminder to watch us on Bally Live and join the crowd zone. Hopefully more connectivity in the crowd zone in game two here as this ball is fouled back. We also have a fresh trivia question for you on Bally Live. Got that up and working now. One pitch. Ida Cernia pokes this foul into the stands. And it's 1-2. Ida Cernia hitting .235 in 26 games, but does have power. Six doubles, two triples, and five homers. He floats one down the left side here, and it's out of range for Lara. Foul strike, and we'll do it again. I like these Palm Beach uniforms. Dark navy blue with the PB on the left chest. As a broadcaster, you love the white numbers on the front and back. Can't miss who these guys are. 1-2. Ida Cernia pops foul. Another. This one into the stands.
You know, he's always been a fan of alternate jerseys most of the time, but these two teams, both their alternate jerseys, I absolutely love. Palm Beach is especially the navy blue against the gray with the red accent. Just gorgeous.
It's a ball high. It might be my favorite uniform in the whole league when they wear the blues. But yeah, you got a good color combination going tonight. Both squads. 2-2 pitch. Ida Cernia bloops it into shallow left field. Lara running in. He's got the second one of the inning. Two up, two down for Ovias. Both flyouts.
That's the thing about this year about Ovias. He's actually been relying mostly on fly ball outs. Kept his ground out to air out ratio very low. So relies on hitters putting the ball in the air and his fielders to go get him.
Pitches outside for ball one. It's 2-0 on Yeager. Yeager flies one into shallow right. Two Mets are there. This will be Oda making the catch. It's a 1-2-3 start for Lionel Ovias. It's see what the Mets offense has in store for this 7-inning game when we come back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Thanks for hanging through, fighting through the technical issues with us. Beginning the bottom of the first, we had some freezing on the streaming service. You didn't miss a whole lot. As Palm Beach went down in order 1-2-3 in the top of the first, an easy inning for Lionel Ovias. Just 12 pitches, two flies to left, one to right from Rotundo, Ida Cernia, and Yeager. Now we're in the bottom of the inning, fly ball out of play. Look out, one's back overhead. We got Hansel Rincon pitching for Palm Beach. Wilfredo Lara, Jet Williams, and the major leaguer Tomas Nito. Coming up for the Mets, Lara hits a hard ground ball right to the shortstop. This is Bolivar makes the play. Javier Bolivar, new to the series, records the first out.
Bolivar giving Lisandro Espinoza a rest after the fine game he had in the field in the first game.
He's had a fine game, three games, Espinoza at short. The ball popped foul by Jet Williams. Jet, a couple of walks in the first game today. Thought he was heading for a third walk in the ninth inning. Roy Garcia rallied from 3-0 to get him out on a grounder. And Cohen misses inside, 1-1.
Yeah, that Williams at bat, one of the many the Mets would like to have back last game. That one was so tantalizing close for St. Lucie. But the Cardinals were able to weather the storm through multiple innings of Met rallies and keep them at bay as they took the win 4-3.
Williams fouls back another. Stays 2-2. McCone's pitch is hit forward this time. High towards the right field line in foul territory. It's Cho making the catch, and he ran the whole way with his hat in his hand because he didn't want to get it dirty.
Style points there for Cho as he's able to make a very long run and a nice running catch in foul ground. You take another look. Well beyond the foul line here. The hat in hand all the way.
That was like a 50 feet with the hat in the hand. Here's Tomas Nito wearing number 51. Jersey number 3 didn't fit him. And he takes a mighty cut and misses. Well, we welcome back Tomas Nito. He's on rehab assignment from dry eye syndrome. Feeling well enough to participate as he builds back up. Takes this pitch inside. Tomas, drafted by the Mets way back in 2012 in the eighth round, climbed the ladder and made it to the big leagues. 2017, As he checks his swing here on appeal. He went around, according to Shea Graham. Tomas was a regular St. Lucie Met for the entirety of the 2016 season. 1-2 pitch, and he pokes it up the middle for a base hit. Tomas Nito, major leaguer, a two-out single in the first.
Nice job there by Nito. Rincon left it over the fat part of the plate. That's a mistake you just can't make to a major leaguer, especially Nito. Good wood on that one.
Junior Tillian will bat. Again, the Mets had Reimer and Dominguez in this lineup for game two, but both injured in game one. Tillian, a fly into deep left, but it hangs up, and this will be caught by Fletcher for out number three. Looked good off the bat, just wouldn't carry. No runs, a Tomas Nito single, no errors, and one left on base. One inning down, six to go in game two tonight.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Curiali, Bernal, Cho, healthy part of the order to hit for Palm Beach against Ovias in the top of the second. First pitch misses away. Again, teams can challenge these pitches. Three times, you win a challenge, you keep it, as this misses. So Tomas Nito can challenge if he wants. They don't have that yet in the majors. They might one day. Pitch is down and away, 3-0. John, as we talked about in game number one, but worth mentioning again, the catching situation in New York is now becoming very convoluted. As Ovias misses low for ball four to Curiali. To start the season, you had Omar Narvaez as the primary catcher with Tomas Nito almost sharing starting duties. Narvaez goes down with the calf injury. Alvarez comes up. He's been up there for a while now, and he's starting to come around, both defensively and offensively. You got Nito with the dry eye syndrome on this rehab assignment. Gary Sanchez has just been called up. Michael Perez was playing well briefly, now an option to AAA. Narvaez at some point will come back. Who knows what is going to shake out.
It's been a real carousel of catchers so far in New York. And you do expect, as Alvarez continues to improve at the upper level, that he will probably step into the lead role probably midway through this season. But once Narvaez comes back from injury, I'd be surprised if I didn't see him take over the job, at least in the interim.
1-1 pitch is outside. 2-1. It's going to get real interesting. Do you You know, have Narvaez catch primarily and then Nito as the main backup, and you put Alvarez in a DH situation and limit his catching, which you might not want to do as this ball's pulled foul. Do you? Not sure what's going to go on. They don't tell us. We'll find out like everybody else.
Yeah, we're at the mercy of the big team right now, finding out that information.
I'm curious to see how long this rehab assignment, you know, carries on for Nito. He's not been on the injured list very long, and he's slated to play all 7 innings in this game. That tells you he shouldn't need a whole lot of time to get back into game playing shape.
And to say nothing against Tomas Nito, who's been very effective catcher, especially calling pitches behind the plate, but I'd love to see Alvarez get more opportunities as the season goes on. I really believe in him, and he wasn't named the number one prospect in all of baseball for no reason last year. That kid is absolutely terrific, just needs a little bit more time to get his swing down and his framing at the plate.
It's 3-2 coming on Bernal. On the other side of it, you have a ready-to-win now team in New York. I know it's not gone the way they've hoped this year, but a couple of nice wins over Tampa the last 2 days have kind of reinvigorated at least the fan base, probably the team as well. But you have a very trusted catcher defensively in Nito behind the plate. Runner goes. Nito can't get rid of it. Doesn't matter. It's ball four. So two walks to start this second inning. You know, we've seen, you know, good teams win in the past without, you know, offensive catching. You know, Martin Maldonado, outstanding defensively for Houston for years. They've trusted him. So the Mets do have to make that decision. Do they truly turn it over? A World Series contending team, turn it over to a rookie catcher? But time will tell. Again, they have a lot to sort through and some time to do it. Here's a bunt. And it's fouled off. Yes. Interesting here that Cho, as hard as he's hit the ball this series, would show bunt.
I think they're going to rule that one a ball. It came in low. Not sure he put the bat away in time, but it does go down as ball one.
So I stand corrected. Runners did not advance. Pitch is high. 2-0. And now Nito will take a jog out to the mound. So Ovias, who needed just 12 pitches to navigate the first inning, has walked the first two batters this inning and has fallen behind 2-0 on the third. Reminder on Bally Live to play the trivia contest. We have a new question up. Robert Stratton holds the single-season St. Lucie home run record set in 2000. How many did he hit? And this question was really intended for a game with Wilfredo Lara and Carlos Dominguez in the lineup. They are prolific home run hitters. Unfortunately, that is not the way it's shaping up to be. Your options for how many home runs did Rob Stratton hit to set the St. Lucie single season record? 23, 29, 35, or 41? Pitch is high and outside. That's a four-pitch walk, and what is going on here with Ovias? Three straight free passes. This ballpark comes very quiet as Darlene Moquette comes to the plate.
Just a rough start to this second inning for Ovias. He finally induces a swing and a miss.
Moquette didn't play in the prior game, so you haven't seen him since Wednesday. And a walk and a single. 0-1 pitch, a tapper over Ovias's head, and the Mets can't make a play. Villavicencio, try as he might, could not beat out Moquette with the throw. Did all he could. It's a run-scoring infield hit for Moquette as Curiali scores, and it's 1-0 Palm Beach. And for the 10th time in the last 11 games, the Mets' opponent has scored first.
Yep, a high chopper over the pitcher's head. Could not work out in a better spot for Palm Beach. As Moquette, once again, you don't have to hit the ball hard. It just matters where you place it. And he put that one perfectly.
Curveball, a strike on Trey Fletcher. Fletcher getting his second start in this series. Fouls it back. That one might hit off the window of the press box of the sound room. Did it break it again? We've already had one busted sound room window this year. I thought I heard a crunch.
A loud noise, but it looks like the windows survived this time.
It was not a hard hit ball. Well, this one's fouled away, and Nito took the brunt of that.
Certainly not William Lugo-esque, you would say.
You know, one year, John, I think it was 2018 or 19, Chad Kruder, the Mets manager, St. Lucie manager, was trying to get our attention in batting practice in the sound room to turn the music off. He threw it, broke the window.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah. He got charged a $400 bill.
You wonder what he thought was going to happen.
He was trying to get, oh, he got our attention all right. Here's a bloop into right field. That's going to fall foul. Yeah, that was not a great moment in St. Lucie Mets history. Costly. I mean, Chad had my number. All you got to do is call me, text me. So,
but yeah. Also just waited until later.
Me and Evan in there, PA announcer, just having a conversation. All of a sudden, bang, glass shatters. I was half tempted to turn the music up in a rage. 0-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Now Fletcher goes down. First out for Obias.
So what you're saying is, Adam, ill-advised plays don't always happen during nine-inning games.
Correct. A good slider from Obias. Started it off the plate. Stayed off the plate. Now Bolivar comes up. See what he has to offer. This is his first at-bat of the series. Slider down and away. Fastball down and out. It's 2-0. Bolivar, 20 years old from Venezuela. International signee by St. Louis in 2019. Played last year Complex League Cardinals. Pitch. He'll take that slider for a strike. Cardinals have a run in this inning. They have the bases loaded. Three walks and an infield single. One pitch, a very late swing on the slider, and it's 2-2. Had some technical difficulties here in game two, so that's why you're not seeing the little green dots from the men on base. They're out there. 2-2. Slider missed away, no challenge. Oh, we do have a challenge. Nito asked for the challenge. Did Tomas Nito win the challenge? He did not. Well, John, we've had a pretty good look at that outside corner to righties all week, and that has definitely been a ball all week from ABS, so you are not surprised up here. 3-2 pitch coming to Bolivar, and he will swing late and strike out. Elias back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded. Now he's got an opportunity to limit the Cardinals to one run after they loaded the bases with nobody out.
Yeah, it's been a nice response to see him in a jam here, still throwing strikes, still throwing hard. Now with back-to-back Ks, trying to get out of the inning and strand three.
Back to the top in Rotundo, and he flies one right side. Long run for Ode. It looks like this is going to be foul, and it's against the wall. Yarrel Martinez made a good run at it.
Yeah, great effort play well behind first base. That's about a 100-foot run for Martinez.
As we pan out, you see how far he had to go from first. Nito is still, you know, he's kind of gripping that thumb. Testing it out, he got hit on a foul ball there. Keep an eye on that. He's obviously, as a catcher, you're going to take your nicks. 0-1. This ball is hit deep out to right. Oda going back, still going back, turns around, makes the catch. Rotundo flies out to the warning track, and the bases are left loaded. Three walks and an infield hit to start the inning, but only one scores as Ovias gets the next three. Mets right in the game, down 1-0 in the middle of the second.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Vincent Peroso, Yoel Martinez, Kevin Villavicencio due to hit for the Mets in the bottom of the second. Hansel Rincon, a changeup. Gets Peroso swinging. Let's talk about young Hansel Rincon. 21 years old from the Dominican Republic. Start number 7 for him. Long and lean, gets a foul ball here. He made his Palm Beach debut last July. It was here at Clover Park. He retired the first inning on 8 pitches. He said, okay, here we go. As this pitch misses high. Then Rincon did not get out of the second. Gave up 3 hits, walked 3, gave up 6 runs. So just like that, he was done. But he did pitch better against the Mets later in the season. Peroso loops one to left. Diving catch made by Fletcher. Tough play, great read.
Yeah, just an outstanding play in left field. A sharply diving ball to his right, able to keep his eyes on it all the way, and just before it touches the turf, able to scoop it off the grass.
Had that tailing action on it. Also, John, there's no help coming if he misses that.
Oh, yeah, that is extra bases all the way. Peroso probably ends up on third, maybe even further.
Yoel Martinez knocks one foul. Rincon this year seems to be pitching very well. 6 starts, 2.83 ERA. Opponents only hitting 1.81 against him. Just 6 walks in 35 innings. Only 25 strikeouts, so appears to be making teams beat him with the bat. Again, half of his starts have gone 6 innings, no earned runs, or better. 1-1 is high. April 22nd against Dunedin, 7 shutout. May 5th against Daytona, 8 innings, no earned runs. Martinez, a fly into left. On comes Fletcher again. He's been busy. Makes another grab. He's caught the last 3 outs. 2 gone as Martinez flares to left.
This one a little bit easier than the last.
Rincon is last outing at Jupiter in his home stadium. 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs. So he's up to 14 innings now, 15 2/3 without allowing a run earned this month. As he throws a strike to Kevin Villavicencio. Again, the Mets down Reimer. They are down Dominguez. They do have Nito. slider missed. Looked like Rincon might want to challenge that, but he decides not to.
Probably a good decision there early in the game.
1-1 is high.
You understand Nito's decision bottom of the last inning, of course, with the bases loaded in that spot. So
trying to steal one.
Probably a valuable play there.
2-1 pitch. Bat goes flying and stuck in the net.
Probably better off for all those surrounding that. That one could have...
I don't know if they can dig that out of there.
Ended up in the dugout. Yeah, still having trouble as that one's completely hung up in the net.
Joelmy Ramirez having a tough time there.
It went in one way. It's got to come out the same way.
How are they going to do this? Oh, Kyle Gleckler, assistant GM. Yeah, there you go, Kyle. Oh, even Kyle's having to take a picture. Somebody take a screenshot. Oh, the struggles are real. Kyle's just happy not to deal with the weather right now. He's had his hands full the last few games dealing with the radar. I think this at-bat's going to continue with Viva Vicencio getting a new piece of lumber. What else can happen today? 2-2 pitch, and this one's over the head, out to Bolivar. Oh, he nearly collides. He does with Moquette. It'll be a hit for Viva Vicencio. Yeah, look, the new bat has a hit in it.
It works out for him. This one's going to be a hit all the way. Neither shortstop nor second baseman really has a play on this ball. Even though it was booted, this was going to, Viva Vicencio was going to make it to first. So we take another look. It just didn't have enough time. Viva Vicencio too fast. And that ball well placed right in between the two middle infielders.
And Bolivar is a step forward. That might be a nasty collision. So the Mets have the tying run on with two outs in the second. Oda yanks one. Foul, though. Yanked one out of the ballpark in the first game. Well, the bat has been successfully untangled and delivered back to its spot in the dugout.
We'll see if Viva Vicencio goes back to that for his next at bat. Maybe that bat's cursed. Maybe he does better with the new one.
Breaking ball misses. Ball and a strike. One is inside. Two balls and a strike. Oda slowly coming to life here. This is his 10th game. Of course, he's missed a lot of time. Two doubles and a home run now in his 9 games. Takes ball 3. Lane McIntosh lurks on deck. By the way, this will be my final inning of play-by-play of the day. It'll be 9 innings for me after this. That's where I draw the line. John can take you home the rest of the way. Pitch is inside for ball 4, and Oda works a 2-out walk, and the Mets have 2 on with 2 outs. Chance for Blaine McIntosh to tie the game. John, are you excited to do play-by-play?
Always. Every time up here is a grand old time. Especially when we get to talk about the action.
Got a mound visit. And it's ending. Riveting stuff.
Just a quick one there from Leo Bernal.
And Bernal, pressure's on him as the Cardinals catcher. How does he top what Nares did in the first game? Home run and catching 3 base stealers, including one to end the game. It's a changeup. Gets in for a strike to McIntosh.
Manager Gary Kendall graciously granting the Mets a reprieve from last game.
Bernal's definitely the bigger prospect, so he's going to play more. But man, if your backup catcher can do what Linares did, that might have been the best catching performance total all around we've seen all year, Mets opponent. Now, granted, you did have the bad pass ball. So, but that does not take away from the positives he did.
Yeah, I think that he was more than made up for that one mistake with both all three runners thrown out at second and the big home run.
Two one on McIntosh. And he flies it into right center. Rotundo is there. He puts it away for out number three. So no runs for the Mets. Two hits, no errors, two stranded. Palm Beach will take its 2-0 lead to the third. John DeStefano has the play-by-play when we come back.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the third here at Clover Park. John DeStefano taking over for Adam McDonald. He went 9 long innings already today and has earned himself a little break. As Alex Idesurnia will lead things off for the Cardinals. And he rockets one in the air to left. Lara going back for it, twisting around, but he will watch it go over the wall as Alex Idesurnia goes yard and gives the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. Big time power there from Idesurnia as he goes opposite field for the solo shot. And that will bring RJ Yeager to the plate. As Palm Beach now enjoys a 2-run advantage. And that one just missed inside, 92 mile an hour fastball, but challenged by Nito, and it will stay a ball. So Mets now 0-for-2 on challenges. They have just one remaining. Vice is 1-0, also inside, missed with an 80-mile-an-hour curveball. So Yeager at the dish, having a fine year for himself, batting .336, 4 home runs, 35 big RBIs driven in. Vice missed again, now 3-0. And that delivery low and away for ball four. So Elias perhaps reeling after that solo shot by Idesurnia. That'll bring cleanup batter Michael Curiali to the plate. Curiali entering this series, OPSing over 1,000 on the season. One of the best hitters in all of single A. Bias misses again. That's 5 straight balls. Yeager away from first.
Quias misses upstairs for ball two. I'm not sure if he's trying to be delicate and stay away from Curiali, if he just can't find the plate at the moment. The 2-0 swung on and driven on a line to left field. Lara twists around and makes the play. Very similar ball to the one Idesernia hit over the wall. A twisting line drive, but this one stays in the park, and Lara able to track it down. Nice play there by the left fielder. That one surely kept a run off the board. Now with one man down, Leo Bernal at the dish. Took a walk last inning. He fouled that last one away. Count is 0-1. As we wait for Wilfredo Lara to get back into position after he cleaned up that foul. Now there's another pause. There was something doing in the Palm Beach dugout. But with that cleaned up, we can continue. This one swung and hit on the ground towards first. But a foul ball as it made its way just past the foul line. It's a fine play there by Martinez as he looked to turn two. But all for naught. Count now 0-2 against Bernal. Obias from the set. This one fouled away and out of play. Count stays 0-2 against Bernal. The 0-2 upstairs. 92-mile-an-hour heater missed. Now the 1-2. Outside for ball two. Elias tried to sneak a changeup on the outside corner. Bernal, a good hitting catcher as Ovias checks the runner at first. Nothing doing. Jaeger able to get back. Bernal batting 302 on the year. 17 runs driven in. Two home runs. This one inside almost hits Bernal. Count is now full. After falling behind last inning, walking the first three batters, Elias really struggling. Now this one hit on the ground to Martinez, who's able to snag it and tag first for the out. Jaeger advances the second on the play. Bernal down and two outs. Juan Bin Cho back at the plate. Boy, has he had himself a series against St. Lucie. Really hit the ball hard here at Clover Park. First delivery low and inside. Curveball did not stay up for Ovias. Checks Jaeger at second. After a long look, now comes to the plate outside for ball two. Bias up to 58 pitches already, 31 balls, 27 strikes. Check again at second. Watches Jaeger find his way back. Palm Beach has scored a run in each of the last two innings. taking a 2-0 lead as this one's hit in the air towards left. Towards right. Coming on is Oda, and he's able to make the play. Cardinals strand one. Obias able to get out of the inning with just one run scoring, but Alex Idesurnia gives Palm Beach a 2-0 lead with a big home run, and that's the way we'll take it to the bottom of the third.
Speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, Fredo Lara will lead things off for the Mets as we begin the bottom of the third inning. Fredo having a terrific start to his season for St. Lucie as he fouls that pitch away. Now it moves to 0-2 against him. One of the most exciting players to come out of the Complex League in a while here in Port St. Lucie. Rincon delivers the 0-2, swung on and missed. Lara goes down on strikes. This developing into a nice start for Hansel Rincon. Only allowed two hits through the first two innings. He'll now face first-year man, Jet Williams. The second pick for the New York Mets this season, last season. They had two in the first round. Count 0-2 against Williams. He's shown great ability in the field and a sure eye at the plate. The 0-2 upstairs for ball one. Williams currently leading the team in on base percentage, largely reaching via the walk. This ring cone comes upstairs once again with a changeup. Count now even at 2-2. Cone working quickly. Outside pitch is fouled away down the right side. Cone went back to the changeup there. Another 2-2. This one hit back up the middle. Nice play there at short by Bolivar. Good throw to first, able to cut down Williams. Take another look at this. Bolivar ranging to his left, able to make the spin and the throw. And erase a speedy Jet Williams, bringing Major League rehabber Tomas Nito to the plate. Who, to any Mets fans watching, needs no introduction.
a stalwart at the plate for New York majority of the last four seasons. The 1-0 from Rincon is hit back up the middle. Tough play there at second, but a good throw by Darlene Moquette will erase the Mets here in the third. Palm Beach still leading 2-0. And that's the way we will take it to the top of the fourth. Stay with us on Valley Live.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano as we begin the fourth inning here at Clover Park. Palm Beach still enjoying a 2-0 lead over the Mets. After Alex Idesurnio went yard with a solo shot in the third to make it a 2-0 ballgame. Lionel Elias still out on the mound for his fourth inning of work. He'll face Darlene Moquette. Moquette able to put the bunt away before the ball got there. I'll check that. It was called a strike. Pitch came in high, but Moquette left the bat in front of the ball, so charged with a strike there. This one misses. Count now 1-1. A late signal from home plate umpire Chad Lagana. This one hit high in the air behind home plate. Nito going back for it, but it'll get out of play. Count now 1-2. Check swing on an outside pitch there. They say he did not go. Moquette able to lay off. 2-2 the count. Moquette having a decent year, batting 260. The pitch swung on and missed. 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball dropped off the outside corner. Moquette out of his reach. The third strikeout so far for Ovias. He'll now face Trajan Fletcher. Fletcher, a 200 batter on the season, facing an 0-1 count. Pitch swung on and skied toward right field. Coming on is Oda. Back out there is Villavicencio, but Oda takes charge and makes the play for the second putout. So after some troubles in the last inning, Elias puts the first two batters this inning quickly away. Misses there to Bolivar. Count is 1-0. Bolivar looking for his first hit this year for Palm Beach. As he sees that one low for ball two. Elias trying to get out of the inning 1-2-3 for the second time today, but misses again inside. Count now 3-0. Did have a couple of four-pitched walks back in the second, but able to get that one over for a strike. 91-mile-an-hour heater on the outside corner. Bias working quickly. This one fouled straight up and out of play. And with the count now full, we'll see if he challenges Bolivar, who has yet to register a hit this year. Payoff pitch. Outside, as Bolivar will take a walk. And that's the fourth issued by Avias so far today. That'll bring the leadoff batter to the plate, Chris Rotondo. Oh for two on the day. A couple of fly balls. A throw behind there by Nito, but not in time. Trying to catch Bolivar off first. Nito, whose vision much improved after a procedure on his eyes that he had very recently after suffering from dry eye syndrome. Count 1-1 against Rotondo. Throw over. Nothing doing from Bolivar as he's able to check back to first. Tondo awaits the 0-2 from Ovias. Swung on and chopped foul. Count remains 0-2. Ovias trying to get through his third inning of work. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Down go the Cardinals, and up come the Mets in the bottom of the fourth. When we come back, Palm Beach still enjoying the sweeping lead.
And in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Junior Tillian will lead things off for the Mets as we begin the bottom of the fourth. Tillian flew out to left field his first at bat. Had his 10th multi-hit game of the season in our earlier game today. And hit his 9th double, both of which lead the Mets. The 0-1 outside for ball one. As Hansel Rincon, through 3 innings so far, has 2 hit the Mets. The 1-1 delivery swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 0-1-2. Tillian still searching for the power that served him so well last year. It's a high chopper towards short. Fielded there and on to first. The throw is high, but coming down in time with it is R.J. Yeager. Fine play there by Jesus Bolivar at short. Correction, Javier Bolivar. Left-handed catcher Vincent Perozzo at the plate. Sees the first pitch come inside for ball one. Rincon working quickly. This one hit on the ground towards third. Fielded there by Curiali. Low throw, but a fine pick there at first by Yeager. And two gone now in the fourth. Rincon, who's been pretty efficient so far with his pitches. He's only thrown 6 so far this inning. Yerel Martinez at the plate. Rincon gets one over for a called strike. Martinez had a 10-game hitting streak snapped on Sunday. He was inserted in a late-game pinch-hit situation but was unable to come through in a close ball game. This one gets away from Bernal. Count is 2-1. Rincon started off his day well for Palm Beach and has cruised so far. So he misses upstairs for ball three. Trying to sit the Mets down 1-2-3 here. Martinez gets under it, lifts it in the sky behind first. Yeager back for it, able to make the catch, and the Mets do go down in order. Palm Beach still leading 2-0 as we go to the top of the fifth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And you're listening to John DeStefano as we begin the top of the fifth. 2-0 ball game between the Palm Beach Cardinals and the St. Lucie Mets. Cardinals extended their lead in the third with a line drive solo shot home run by Alex Idesernia. Their other run came after they worked three walks in a row against starting pitcher Lionel Vaez, who's still out on the mound for the Mets, back in the second inning. And they were driven in by Darlene Moquette to make it a 2-0 ball game. The 1-0 from Ovias misses again for ball two. And here is that man once again, Alex Idesernia, at the plate. This one way upstairs for ball three. As you know, that solo shot still on the mind of Ovias and back in the third. And he misses again for ball four, yet another four-pitch walk this game by Ovias. It is really becoming a three true outcome game for the young pitcher, as it has featured four walks, four strikeouts, and a home run given up. Correction, make that five walks for Ovias, as R.J. Yeager at the plate for his third at bat. He drew one of those walks back in the third, flew out back in the first. This one, little chin music from Ovias as he misses inside ball one. Yeager awaits the 1-1. Breaking ball gets over for a called strike. One of the longer outings of the year for Lionel Ovias. He's completed four so far. Comes back inside once again. Misses with ball two. Count is even. And once again, we see Ovias go back to the rosin. Looking to get a better grip as he's missed with a couple of pitches in these first couple of bats. This one, a breaking ball swung on and fouled back, catching the attention of the booth. Always have to be aware of where these balls are coming. We've already had a couple in our camera room today. Cameraman Josh already adding two foul balls to his collection. Ovias misses outside ball three. Count is now full against Yeager. Idesernia away from first. Now breaks for second, but inside comes the pitch, and that's ball four as Yeager will take a walk. Now six free passes issued by Ovias, and that's going to prompt a conference from Nito and pitching coach Dan McKinney. Mound visits from Dan McKinney, normally good so far this year. When he sees a pitcher struggling, not afraid to go out and have a little talk. Mets starting to run out of time in this game. They have just three scheduled ups remaining in this second half of what is essentially a doubleheader today. The first game was a completed nine innings. But with zeros on the scoreboard, we started in the top of the third today and played just seven. Mound visit over. Michael Curiale at the plate. He sees an Ovias curveball miss for ball one. They know with Curiale at the plate, this is not the player to make a mistake to. The 1-0, inside ball two. And for perhaps the first time, Ovias starting to show some laboring to his delivery. You see the reaction there as he misses again with a breaking ball outside ball three. The body language right now from the young pitcher, not ideal. He's going to try and tough through it. The 3-0 does touch the corner for strike one. So after five straight balls, Ovias finally able to find the plate. But with two men on in a tough spot, and that 91-mile-an-hour heater also finds the corner. Ovias trying to battle back in this at-bat. Count full at 3-2. Idesernia on second. Jaeger on first. Curiale at the plate awaits the 3-2. Swung on and fouled away. As Ovias readies another payoff pitch. Take a long look to Idesernia at second. Now comes to the plate. High again for ball four. And Ovias has walked the bases loaded in the fifth. And this will produce another mound visit, but this time from manager Gilbert Gomez. And Ovias has thrown his final pitch of the evening.
May I have your attention, please? Brittany Farmer, please report to the prize wheel. We have something you have lost.
So a tough start for Ovias. He allows two runs and will exit with three on base as we will have a new pitcher after this break. Palm Beach still leading 2-0.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
G
Gene Calderon will take over things from here for St. Lucie. And no better spot for him to appear. He's been absolutely lights out over his last 9 innings and his last 7 appearances. As Bernal gets under one, and a bloop single finds its way down into center field. And that will score a run and make this a 3-0 ball game. Calderon caught a lot of the plate there. Bernal able to golf that one into center field. An RBI single. Juan Bin Cho at the plate. Has proved a very tough out so far this series. And there are no outs right now in the top of the fifth. Calderon misses for ball one. His last 7 appearances, Calderon has gone 9 innings, allowing just 5 hits. That was his first earned run. He gets that last one over for a called strike. Infield is drawn in. Bases full of Cardinals. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and hit in the air towards left. Coming on hard is Lara, but he has to pull up. The ball will bounce in front of him, trying to make the throw late, but not in time. And another run scores. The Cardinals lead now extended to 4-0. After 3 straight walks in the inning, now 2 straight hits by Palm Beach, both bloop singles. The comeback becomes a taller order now. The Mets facing a 4-run deficit with Darlene Moquette at the dish. Calderon comes set. Now delivers. Fastball low for ball one. Looks like an equipment issue here. Not sure what that is that Calderon's getting rid of off the field. It's like a piece of equipment. But 1-0 the count. 4-0 ball game. Still no outs in the top of the fifth. 1-0 is outside for ball two. Curveball couldn't touch the corner. Moquette awaits the pitch. Swung on and driven towards the gap in left center. And able to finally find it there is Blaine McIntosh. But tagging from third is yet another run across in Curiali. And now Palm Beach up 5-0 with runners on first and second and just the first out recorded in the fifth. So a sac fly for Moquette will bring Trajan Fletcher to the plate. 0-2 on the day, struck out back in the second. ...85-mile-an-hour breaking pitch. Too high for ball one. So both of the last 2 runs charged to the starting pitcher, Ovias. Now with 5 earned against him for the night. As Calderon gets one over for a called strike. That will come as no consolation to Calderon, who's trying to keep Palm Beach from doing any more damage this inning. He misses inside ball two. Fletcher, a light hitter, batting just 197 on the year. We expect Calderon to go right after him. Outside pitch is swung on and missed. Fletcher had no chance at that one. He was way early. Now with two strikes, Fletcher will call his only timeout. Trying to keep this good thing going for Palm Beach. They've scored three this inning. And in a seven-inning ball game, that is a commanding lead. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fletcher down on strikes. Calderon gets his first strikeout. And ninth batter, Javier Bolivar at the plate. 0 for 1 on the day. Walked back in the fourth. Inside, almost hit him, but Bolivar able to bail out. Cho on second, Bernal on first. The 1-1 from Calderon. Big looping breaking ball. Swung on and missed for strike two. That slider, a beautiful pitch when it starts over the plate and then just completely drops off the table outside. The 1-2. Spiked in the dirt for ball two. Calderon opting for some dirt as opposed to some rosin. Count even at 2-2. Heater inside for ball three. Count is full. And with two outs, the runners will be in motion. Five nothing game here in the fifth. Calderon trying to keep it that way, but misses outside for ball four. And yet another Cardinals batter reaches via the walk this inning. That's four put on base free by St. Lucie pitching. You have to give the Cardinals hitters some credit here. They've had terrific eyes at the plate, not giving the Mets anything so far. And that will load the bases once again with leadoff batter Chris Rotondo at the plate. The 0-1 from Calderon misses low. Two outs. Calderon willing to do just about anything to get the Mets out of this inning. The 1-1 is upstairs for ball two. Is this becoming an extended inning for Gene Calderon? Up to 20 pitches so far. The 2-1. Inside, making it a 3-1 count. Calderon trying to keep the Cardinals from batting around this inning. Gets a sign from Nito that he likes. The 3-1. Misses low for ball four. And Calderon has, well, he'll be challenged by Nito. Probably a good spot for the challenge, but the Mets will lose yet another. That was their last challenge. The run will score as Rotondo takes his walk. With four runs so far in the inning, the Cardinals extend their lead 6-0. For those playing at home, that is now five walks in the inning issued by St. Lucie pitching. Three by Ovias, two by Calderon. And Alex Iadesurnia back at the plate once again this inning. And after another ball misses, the 1-0. Now a breaking ball falls in for a called strike. Calderon knows basically can't allow any more runs to score if the Mets are still going to have a chance in this game. As he misses again low, count 2-1. Bases still full of Cardinals. The 2-1 from Calderon. Swung on and hit in the air, out past short. Ranging back for it is Williams, and he's able to make the play, and the Mets finally out of the inning, but not before four runs score, making it a 6-0 ball game. The Mets will have their work cut out for them as we go to the bottom of the fifth.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Hansel Rincon still out on the mound for Palm Beach, and why not? He's been terrific so far through four innings. Two hitting the Mets and throwing just 58 pitches and looking very good while doing it. Kevin Villavicencio at the plate trying to get something, anything started for the Mets. That they've been sat down in order each of the last two innings. Rincon misses outside for ball one. Villavicencio actually enters the game leading the team in batting, though now after his last at-bat down to 245 on the year. If that tells you anything about the struggles St. Lucie has been having at the plate so far this year. 2-0 from Rincon is fouled back. It has not been an exciting year so far in St. Lucie. Certainly a far cry from last year, where at this point the Mets were in first place. Vicencio skies one to center field. Easy put away for Chris Rotondo. One gone in the bottom of the fifth. Number 45, everything has been tough for this St. Lucie team this season, both on the mound and at the plate. And time called at the dish as not an automatic ball or strike, just Chad Lagana calling time as he was not ready. That one fouled away by Oda. Oda drew a walk and is only at bat in the second, and now grounds this one sharply towards second, easily fielded there by Moquette, and on to first for the out, and two once again quickly away. And Hansel Rincon just having a day out on the mound. Nine-hitter Blaine McIntosh at the plate. He's had a pretty rough go of it himself at the dish this year, batting just 148. This one swung on and hit towards the gap in left center, but coming on is Fletcher and able to make the play. The Mets go down in order for the third straight inning, as Hansel Rincon has been nearly unhittable so far. We'll go to the top of the sixth with the Cardinals leading 6-0.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher out on the mound for St. Lucie. It's Elliot Johnstone making his second appearance since a stint on the seven-day IL. Johnstone, a 25-year-old right-hander out of Auckland, New Zealand. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2021. Facing R.J. Yeager and quickly ahead of the first baseman, 0-2. Misses inside with a breaking pitch there. Count moves to 1-2. Johnstone knows he'll have to be nearly perfect through these next two innings. And R.J. laces one back up the middle for a base hit. Though that's just the fifth hit of the game for the Cardinals, they enjoy a 6-0 lead after drawing 10 walks so far in this game. Michael Curiale at the dish. Things don't get any easier here for Johnstone. He misses outside again for ball one.
really tough and deep heart of the order for the Cardinals. As Johnstone sees a fastball over for a called strike. Take a look at the numbers for Curiali. Just outstanding stuff. Really superlative numbers everywhere you look. Johnstone staring in at Nito, gets a sign, and delivers a fastball right down the middle that Curiali could not catch up to, count even at 2-2. Small lead for Jaeger off first as Curiali lifts one in the air down the right side, but it will go foul. Two and two the count against Curiali. Again, making his case for class of the league so far this year at the plate. The 2-2. Called strike three on the inside corner. Curiali didn't like it, but no challenge from Palm Beach. Really, at this point, why would they with a 6-0 lead? That'll send Leo Bernal back to the plate as he takes the first pitch up the middle, fielded there by Williams on to first, and a good play there to get the sure out. Jaeger had raced down to second. That'll send Wan Bin Cho to the plate. Nice day once again, 1-2, and a walk. He sees a fastball over for a called strike, 0-1. And on second, two outs. As that delivery from Johnstone misses outside. Count at 1-1. Johnstone glances back to second. Now comes to the plate. Low for ball two. Now the 2-1. Fastball misses inside. Count 3-1. Johnstone definitely doesn't want to lose another batter. But with first base open and Darlene Moquette coming to the plate next, may not serve Cho anything to hit. Does touch the corner with a fastball. Count 3-2. Bit surprised that Cho didn't take a swing at that last one. Payoff pitch, hit on the ground towards short, fielded there by Villavicencio on to first. And the Cardinals go down in the inning, but still leading 6-0. The Mets with just two ups remaining as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And you're listening to John DeStefano, rejoined by Adam McDonald.
I'm back.
Adam, did you enjoy your break?
I was busy during the break. I think I was just kicking back doing nothing.
Well, I figured, you know, maybe go grab a hot dog beer. And,
yeah, yeah, no. Probably could use one after a long day like this.
Hansel Rincon still out on the mound for Palm Beach. Why not? He's been terrific so far. As Wilfredo Lara lifts that one in the air behind first. As Yeager able to fend off Darleen Moquette, who had come over to assist. But able to make the play.
I believe that's 11 in a row retired by Rincon.
It is, in fact. He has sat St. Lucie down in order three straight innings. And that is his 11th straight batter retired. He has been nothing short of outstanding so far today.
Go back to that second inning. The Mets got a two-out single by Vivasencio. Oda earned a walk. Mets were down just one at the time. But nothing since in this game. Of course, I've been able to watch most of it, John. It's just gone sideways on the mound. I mean, 10 walks in five innings is just not going to work. I'm trying to beat a team like Palm Beach.
Yep, the wheels really came off for St. Lucie back in the fifth. And with a large deficit here, Jet Williams at the plate facing a 1-1 count. That one misses inside for Rincon, ball two.
Some fun notes. Let's get to the trivia. Got one question out there and one more to go. All right, Rob Stratton holds the single-season St. Lucie home run record set in 2000. How many homers did he hit? The answer, 29. You're correct. Oh, just told me I'm wrong, so.
Swing and a miss there from Williams. Jet goes down on strikes. So make it 12 in a row sat down by Hansel Rincon.
Feel
he's
good
looking
about
to complete his sixth inning.
Feel good about Nito breaking the streak. Got a hunch.
Adam with an early predictor game attempt.
Yeah, where are we getting this predictor games going?
Sure hope we get that going sometime midway through this season. It's Tomas Nito facing an 0-1 count. Hits that one out towards short. Fielded there by Bolivar on to first. And once again, for the fourth straight inning, the Mets go down in order. And will we see an appearance in the seventh from Hansel Rincon, who's still thrown less than 80 pitches so far? He has been lights out, blanking the Mets with just two hits.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh as we begin the final scheduled inning here at Clover Park. Second half of a doubleheader today. Cardinals earned a win in the first game and are looking very good to make it another win here against St. Lucie. They lead 6-0 as Johnstone comes inside and plunks Darlene Moquette with the first pitch. Looked like it one might have gotten him on the shoulder. Marquette's still down.
Somewhere on the forearm, maybe. He's in some pain. The trainer there will...
Johnstone just lost the handle on that one.
That gives us some time to talk about the second trivia question, Palm Beach related. Which past Rookie of the Year winner was once a member of the Palm Beach Cardinals? Jonathan India, Randy Arozarena, Michael Fulmer, Yordan Alvarez. Those are your options. You have one inning. Figure it out on Bally Live.
I admit I took a guess on this one, and my guess was wrong.
Oh, that means I had a good question.
A very good question. I enjoyed this one. I like this one a lot.
I remember watching this young man play. Was not overwhelmed, but looking back now, quite good. Cardinals have let a few go over the years. As good as they've been as an organization, they've let a few escape. Sandy Alcantara, Zach Gallen. And then one of those four I just mentioned they had in their system.
Those first two you just mentioned really having terrific years in their own right for their respective teams. Contra most likely going to be a Cy Young candidate again this season. As this one chopped towards third and unable to handle it is Junior Tillian. As this one glances off his glove. It would have been a tough play. We'll see how this one goes down, but probably going to be an infield single.
It's just a huge bounce. We've seen some huge bounces on this infield this year. And Tillian took more of a straight line to it. I'm not sure what else he could have done. That's just a tough break. In a season full of tough breaks, add it to the list.
That's not something St. Lucie can afford at the moment. No one out, two men on. Ninth batter, Javier Bolivar, at the plate. 0-for-1 on the day, but did make his way on with two walks, one in the fourth and one in the fifth. The 1-0 from Johnstone had Bolivar fooled there. He ends up with a corkscrew swing that had no chance to touch the ball. Fouls the next pitch away. Count now at 1-2.
What's crazy about this, John, is Jupiter beat Daytona earlier today 5-4, so Palm Beach needs to keep winning just to remain two games up on Jupiter. And there's a gulf between Palm Beach and Jupiter and the Mets and the Tortugas.
Big swing and a miss. Sits down Bolivar. That's Johnstone's second strikeout.
In East Division standings, Palm Beach has a two-game lead on Jupiter. And Daytona at 9 back and the Mets 15 back. It's a two-horse race here over the second half of the first half.
Top of the order once again for Palm Beach. Chris Rotondo, who was 0-for in the first game, and now 0-for once again with a walk in the second game. swing and a miss there. Has two strikes on him. The 0-2. Just tapped foul. Tondo caught just enough. Now back in the box, looking for his first hit of the doubleheader. The 0-2. Low and outside, ball one. Six-run lead for Palm Beach, though none are safe here at Clover Park. We did see that big Daytona lead almost evaporate here. A 7-0 lead they took to the seventh inning against the Mets. The Mets scored five in the bottom half and almost made it with a tying run at the plate, but unable to complete what would have been a very large comeback. The 2-2 swung on and fouled away again. But that, Adam, was a very different night here at Clover Park. This one might not have the same makings of a comeback.
Well, already lost one game today. Two injured players in that game. It's a good pitch. And we're going to have a Palm Beach challenge for the first
called
time.
Strike three, but challenged by Rotondo. And it will stay a strike. So another 0-for night for Rotondo. Very unusual for the leadoff hitter. Really very solid at the plate.
Our home plate umpire there, Chad Lagana, might be 4-for-4 tonight. Unless I missed something somewhere, which I probably did.
This one hit on the ground towards second. Gloved by Villavicencio on to first. Cutting down Ida Cernia and sending us to the bottom of the seventh. The Mets will need something special. It's a 6-0 lead for Palm Beach.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano as we begin the bottom of the seventh with Mets in a very deep hole. Six runs, in fact, as there is a new pitcher out on the mound for Palm Beach. Hansel Rincon earning the break after seven outstanding innings of two-hit baseball. But now it's Chandler Arnold taking over. A 6'2", 200-pound right-hander out of Dallas, Texas. Drafted in the 13th round last year out of Dallas Baptist. He'll face Junior Tillian.
Former teammates then with Dom Hamill. Dallas Baptist. The Rincon ended up retiring 13 on the road to end his day. He's made seven starts this year. Tonight was his fourth start, six innings, no earned runs.
K can't do it much better than that. Stillian skies one out towards short. Fielded there by Bolivar with one gone in the bottom of the seventh.
Answer to the trivia question, just get out of the way. Randy Arozarena, Palm Beach Cardinal in 2017. Traded him away 2020, I believe.
Yep, now a member of the best in baseball, Tampa Bay Rays.
Key part of that Rays team. The other Rookie of the Year winner is Jonathan India. He was with the Reds. He played for Daytona. Michael Fulmer, Rookie of the Year for the Tigers. He was a St. Lucie Met in the Yoenis Cespedes trade. And then Yordan Alvarez, Rookie of the Year for Houston.
Arnold with a 1-1 count facing Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo 0-2 on the day. Was robbed of a base hit back in the second. Left fielder Trajan Fletcher making that diving catch. This one hit out towards left. Fletcher going over for it near the line, and it stays fair. Off the wall, Fletcher trying to get it. Perozzo rounding for second, digging for third. He will slide in the throw in time.
That about sums it up, doesn't it?
It certainly does. An ill-advised turn at second there by Perozzo. And give Trajan Fletcher a lot of credit. Does not give up on the play, even though he overran the ball past the foul line, able to recover, make a strong throw in, and Perozzo cut down, trying to get three.
Fletcher had to go so far to pick up that ball, which bounced off the wall. It's really hard to blame Perozzo for trying. That was great effort on Fletcher's part. Ran so far to get that. That was almost a home run.
Almost. I mean, we're talking 3 or 4 feet from the top of the wall.
It's definitely fair, definitely off the wall. Looked like it was going to be over the netting, but the wind might have helped pushed it further and kept it fair.
Now Arnold facing Yero Martinez, 2-0 count, swung on and fouled away. The Mets down to their final out. What has been a very frustrating night for the St. Lucie team.
That snapped the streak of 14 in a row. And for Perozzo, that's a four-hit day. Looking for some positives. He's won.
Always positives to take away, but a swing and a miss will strike Martinez out. The throw down to first in time. And the Mets will fall to the Cardinals. Just a dominant performance by the first team in the FSL East. As they take two from the Mets today. And the Mets will drop now their ninth in a row. Just a frustrating season, to say the least, here in St. Lucie after such a successful one in 2022. The Redbirds, too much once again for the team clad in orange and white. And what more can really be said about the day Hansel Rincon had on the mound? We take a look at the numbers. He went six strong innings, allowing just two hits, striking out two, and just one walk in a masterful performance. Chandler Arnold came to clean things up. Did allow a base runner here in the last inning. But that runner, Perozzo, was cut down digging for third. And any chance of a comeback was extinguished. On the other side, Mets pitching, not the quite the same level of success. Lionel Avias really had a time of it out on the mound. He went four innings, allowing two hits, but five earned runs on eight walks. That tells the story right there. When you fall behind 5-0, you're not going to win too many ball games. Gene Calderon came in, pitched an inning, allowed one earned run on two hits, did walk two, and then Elliot Johnstone had himself a nice couple of innings, striking out three, allowing no earned runs and no walks. So one of the few bright spots today for St. Lucie. He was able to keep the Cardinal hitters at bay, something not too many St. Lucie pitchers have been able to do so far this series. That does not bode well for the rest of the year because they will face this team 23 times in total. So they will see this first place team again and again as we continue throughout this year. But another big win for the Cardinals. And two games remaining in this series. One, the Cardinals lead now 4-0. And Adam, not too many bright spots for the Mets, but not too many reasons to hang their heads because this is still a very long season. And like we said previously, though the first half may be a foregone conclusion, this is 132 games and everything resets in the middle of June. So going forward, what can this team do to see if they can break out of this funk that they've been experiencing for the better part of so far this season?
Well, it's got to start with starting pitching, number one. And yesterday, Saul Garcia was robbed of a full start, but he did pitch well, 5 strikeouts and 2 innings, stranding the bases loaded. Orellana basically got to treat game one like a start, 5 innings, 2 runs. And you saw the Mets were right there in the game at the very end. And when you get down to the wire in those games, you know, 2-2, 7th inning, 4-3, end of 8, you know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but you're in the game. And then in the second game, Lino Avias, just 8 walks, just not going to win many games like that. Kind of drags the team down when they're all standing flat-footed. The offense is in a big hole early, can't fight their way out of it. So it's going to start with the starting pitching. Can the Mets get consistent pitching enough deep into games to keep them in the game and let the offense try to come to work? Big blow today for the Mets, though. They lose Carlos Dominguez there at the end of that first game. He was such a great offensive force coming back this week. We could see how the Mets offense struggled without him the last couple of weeks and then looked really good at times this week with him. And now we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully Jacob Reimer, who I did see in the dugout all the way through the second game, can come back quickly. But, yeah, tough game for the Mets, tough day, tough series. Knew it was going to be a tough series against these Palm Beach Cardinals. There are some things the Cardinals have done. They've kicked it around occasionally. They've had some bad base running mistakes. They swing at pitches out of the strike zone on occasion. So there are little windows there for the Mets to take advantage. But right now they just can't seem to string enough performances together to get a victory. But they have 2 more games against the Cardinals this week. See if they can't win a couple of them before they host the equally, if not harder, Clearwater Threshers coming up next week. So yeah, start with starting pitching, stay in the game, see if you can't sneak some wins out at the end. I think that's going to be the formula for the Mets if they want to have success as the season goes on.
Yep, and going to need a little bit more offense than they showed in this second game today. Just 3 hits for the Mets. Tomas Nido on Major League Rehab assignment was 1-for-3. Vincent Peroso got that base hit at the end before he tried to go to third and was cut down in short order. And Kevin Villavicencio was 1-for-2 on the evening. That will wrap it up for this game and this broadcast here at Clover Park. For Adam McDonald, I've been John DeStefano. Thanks so much for watching us on Valley Live. We will see you here tomorrow, same time. Well, not the same time, same place, but our usual time, 6:10, first pitch. We will see you on Saturday.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.